Chris, I'm doing great. Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again about the practice called the horse soaring. And what I wanted to talk with you about is, do you find that when you talk to people about what this actually is, that they go from "I don't know what this is" or "I don't know what the big deal is" to getting pretty upset once you lay out the facts for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So the practice of soaring is something that's been going on for a long time, but many people don't know about it. Even people in the horse industry, some may have heard about it or think it's a thing of the past, but because they're not exposed to it, they don't know about it. So we at the Humane Society of the United States have been working for almost 10 years now to try to educate the public about this practice. We've conducted undercover investigations. One of them was actually broadcast on ABC's Nightline, and the other one has been getting quite a bit of international attention as well. But when people hear about this, they're horrified initially, and then they get outraged, and many people say, "What can I do to help?" They want to get involved. They want to bring this cruelty to an end.
All right. So obviously that's what it's about. And let's talk about what are some of the things that are being done. There's some great efforts, that are ending a campaign to kind of to end this, right?
Yes, right now there is a bill before Congress that would amend the 1970 Horse Protection Act and close some of the loopholes that have allowed this practice to go on. The devices that are used as part of the soaring practice that are currently allowed under regulation need to go. They need to be banned. And the federal bill, which is the Prevent All Soaring Tactics Act, or PAST Act, would eliminate those. There's also an issue with the enforcement of the law. The USDA is charged with enforcement, but their budget only allows them to get to about 10% of the horse shows where this breed is shown and this practice is going on around the country. So USDA has had to rely on industry self-regulation to take care of the problem. Unfortunately, it's amounted to the fox guarding the hen house, because a lot of the inspectors, industry inspectors, have conflicts of interest. They're participants in the industry. They're breeders or owners or trainers or exhibitors, and they turn a blind eye when their buddies are bringing their horses up for inspection, unless the USDA is there at that 10% of the shows. So the PAST Act would also get rid of that industry self-regulation system and put in its place a system of third-party independent licensed inspectors that USDA would license, train, and oversee, which would add no cost to the taxpayer. So the PAST Act really is the ultimate solution to ending this practice. But in the meantime, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, under its own regulations, can change those regulations and close some of the loopholes on its own. In fact, they've proposed to do just that in a proposed rule that was released to the public back in July. We're currently in a 90-day comment period, public comment period, on that rule. And that ends next Wednesday, the 26th, so it's very timely that we're talking, because your listeners can help us end this decades-long cruelty to animals by weighing in and letting USDA know that they want the agency to implement these rules, this regulation, as soon as possible. And they can do that by going to the Humane Society website at humanesociety.org/HPARULE, that's HPA rule, and the HPA stands for Horse Protection Act.
Fantastic. I very much appreciate getting to talk with you again about this. A lot of good information there, and we appreciate you sharing it with us.
Well, I really appreciate your helping us out and having us on the show, and appreciate your listeners for taking action and telling USDA to bring this cruelty to an end once and for all. So thanks very much.
Thank you, Keith. Take care. Bye now.
You too. Thanks.